to another edition of Talk That Talk with Diva Speaks Relationships. My name is Angela Portareal, and we have a short letter from one of our younger divas. She has a question about a recent event, and we're going to try and help her out. So the caption is, "My boyfriend went down and quickly came back up." Once again, the caption is, and I gave it the caption, okay? "My boyfriend went down and quickly came back up." I'm going to try and keep this short and sweet. My boyfriend has been excited about going down on me for quite some time. He had never done that to a woman before, and he was majorly excited about it. I'm pretty insecure about doing that, but eventually I was like, all right, fine, go ahead. So he got down there and said that it looked pretty. But then he took two licks and came right back up. He said nothing else and then just used his to get the job done. So obviously I don't taste so great. He didn't even have to say anything to get that point across. I've seen stuff all over online about how eating pineapples or something will help you taste sweeter. I don't know if it's true or just some social media scam. But anyway, I need some tips because he was really excited about it. And I feel like I disappointed him. Okay, all right. This is somewhat of a delicate issue. I don't want to make light of it. If you're just now tuning in, we got one of our young sisters that just had a intimate encounter with her boyfriend that left the both of them disappointed. The boyfriend has been excited about the oral part of intimacy, introducing oral into their intimate time. And she was, I guess, holding him off for a while because of her own insecurities. And finally, she says she gave in to him, you know, because he wanted to. He had never done that before, she says in the letter. She was insecure. I think those are two points that we need to keep in mind. He'd never done it before, and she was insecure about some things. She didn't really get into what her specific insecurities were. She just let us know that she was insecure. So then they're having their sexy time, okay? And he takes a deep dive, okay, into the unknown. According to our good sister, he took two licks of the lollipop and stopped and came right back up, okay, during their sexy time. Our good sister says that he used his to finish. He didn't say anything. They never discussed it, but she knows that something went horribly wrong. She's figuring that she does not taste as great as maybe she imagined that she would, or that he was expecting her to. Our good little sister ends the letter with saying that she had saw some stuff online about eating pineapples to make her taste sweeter. She didn't know if that was a scam or what the deal was, but she wanted some tips. Because she feels that she disappointed her boyfriend with this whole experience, and he was so excited about, you know, venturing there with her in their sexy time. So now that you're all caught up, I'm going to say that I am not a gynecologist. I can just tell you that I think you went about it wrong. You did your research online after the fact versus beforehand. You said that your boyfriend had been discussing this with you for quite some time. I would have thought that since you were insecure, that you would have taken the opportunity to do some research about what you needed to do for yourself. that would make the experience enjoyable for the both of you. Doing your research after the fact, I don't think, you know, it doesn't help you right now. I would have wanted you to do some research about basic hygiene in this matter. I'm not trying to shame you, but when you said you were so funny, you said I'm insecure, but eventually I was like, all right, fine, just go ahead. Oh my God, I was horrified for you. Sweetheart, no, you needed to have freshened up. You should have excused yourself before you gave him the green light. Excused yourself to go freshen up. Wash yourself off, freshen up, you know, do some cleaning up down there and making sure, you know, doing a test, I guess, yourself to make sure that you knew what he was going to be not only looking at, but... Okay, you didn't do any of that. You didn't do your homework. You didn't take care of yourself beforehand. And I'm quite sure it was not as it should have been for him, for his first time, and for your first time. It sounded like it is and was a disaster. I feel that I'm not the person to have these type of intimate conversations with you, but I did want to discuss basic hygiene 101 for, you know, these type of instances. You always excuse yourself and either you shower, you freshen up, you make sure that everything not only is pretty, is intact, but you know, the aroma, you know, is up to par. You didn't do any of that. You just let him dive down there. I don't know, hypothetically, what if you've been working out earlier that day? What if you've been sweating? You know, what if moisture had, you know, it's just so much, you know, that I could say that could have contributed to his him being turned off after just two attempts, you know what I'm saying? Two attempts, and he was right back up. And you say that he completed the task with, and it wasn't even sexy time activity. That tells me that something was so off with what he experienced and what, you know, what was going on down there, that he didn't even want to become one with you. When you're doing grown-up things, you have to do grown-up things full scale, 360. You can't participate in the activities without taking on the responsibility of knowing what to do beforehand and afterwards. You went into this experience with lack of knowledge. You didn't know what you were doing. He didn't know what he was doing. He had an expectation, and it just fell flat. So moving forward, I would encourage you, since you are doing grown-up things, and you're, you know, having sexy time, try to have the, I know it's going to be embarrassing and a little bit hurtful depending on how he approaches it, or how he responds to you wanting to have the conversation and the question that you may have. Maybe a little embarrassing, but you are going to have to, you know, be a big girl about it and be ready for his response, because you failed to do what, you know, you needed to do as a young woman to prepare yourself for the experience of that particular part of sexy time. You didn't do your homework. You didn't do what needed to be done, and it turned out to be a disaster. But definitely try and have a conversation with him about how, you know that he was disappointed. You know that there were certain things that should have been done beforehand to make sure the experience was pleasurable for the both of you, especially him, since he was going to be putting in the work. And you would like another attempt at it because now you know exactly what to do. It's more than about Once again, just try and have the conversation with your boyfriend. Take ownership of the things that you were not prepared for. Let him know that since that experience, the knowledge that you have gained and how you would love to try and redeem the experience with him. And you can also emphasize, I know how you were excited about it and that, you know, that was your first time with a woman. Let's try and recreate that experience now that I know what I should have done on my end to make it more of a pleasurable experience for the both of us. I think once you have that conversation and you hear his feedback and, you know, what it was like for him, maybe the two of you can move forward. I will say, though, it really does kind of concern me. You say in your email, he took two, okay, and came right back up. He said nothing else, and then just used his to get the job done. That said, to me, that says something. There's a conversation that needs to be had. Because he didn't even engage in the regular act of sexy time with you at that point. He preferred an alternative. So next time, you need to be prepared. I would definitely go to a gynecologist, have an exam, make sure that everything is as it should be. And don't rely on the internet solely for tips on these types of things. I think sometimes it is appropriate if you have an older and wiser family member or friend, or if you have, schedule an appointment with a gynecologist so that you can talk to someone confidentially and ask questions, you know, that you can get some sound scientific medical advice as to what you should do and, you know, what it should, you know, and how it should, you know. I think those are your best resources. And that stuff about pineapples, all that could be good and true, but if everything is not well or as it should be in your lady parts, the pineapples and the sweeter taste is just masking something that probably needs more attention. You know what I'm saying? So I really hope that helps you and that your next experience or, you know, as you travel back into sexy time, hopefully with him, that you'll be more prepared, you'll be a little bit more confident, and you'll feel better and he'll feel better about the two of you reattempting or, you know, attempting to redeem the disaster of an experience that you two shared before. So once again, this has been Talk That Talk with Diva Speaks Relationships. My name is Angela Potarell, and I hope that you guys are having an amazing 2024. And stay tuned for more of Diva Speaks Relationships. Make sure that you, if you have a Roku and or Amazon Fire Stick, make sure that you add my channels. If you have both of them, the Diva Speaks Relationships channel is available on Amazon Fire as well as Roku. And you can catch my talk show, my televised talk show, on Access 21's Roku channel and my Roku channel every second and fourth Friday of the month at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you subscribe to Spectrum and or AT&T U-verse, you can also find the Diva Speaks Relationships talk show on the second and fourth Friday of the month at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. However, I would encourage you to check your local listings because I have found out the hard way that the specific channel, the number, I was getting it wrong because what I could tell you holds true for Charlotte or for Gastonia or for Columbia, South Carolina may not be true, you know, in another state or even if it's available to you in your area. So once again, if you have Spectrum Cable or AT&T U-verse and you would like to check out my talk show outside of the Roku channel and the Amazon Fire channel and Apple TV, make sure that you check your local listings and see if it is available in your area. But if all else fails, you can find my talk show on my YouTube channels, my various social media channels. Same name everywhere, Diva Speaks Relationships. Diva Speaks is one word. And YouTube. Did I say YouTube? Okay, YouTube. YouTube, Roku. My podcast is available on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast from. I don't want to forget my podcast. I talk so much about the television show, I forget about the podcast. Shame on me. But anyway, have an amazing day. I hope you have an amazing 2024. And you guys.